I've got some ideas. I'll tell you, I think, see if this sounds right to you, but I think as you get older, you should have to drive smaller and smaller cars. Right? We're unlegislated, we're going the wrong way with these old people in the bigger and bigger cars. Finally, you can't even see them in there. They're, watch out for me. I can't see you. Yeah, we ought to put some kind of spike on the front of that thing and let them drive the Chads out. Drive these giant-sized cars. My dad now is driving a Ford Explorer truck thing. He's moved up to the truck. I go home and visit, you know, and he has to drive. And we're turning left. We got the green arrow, which then turns yellow. So my dad stops in the intersection, and we back out. Safety first. And now we're sitting there waiting for the light to change in reverse. And I can't say anything because it's my dad. I don't know if you're at this point in your father's driving career where you can't, if you say anything while he's driving, you get the, well, who's driving the goddamn car? I thought you ought to drive the goddamn car if I'm not goddamn mistaken. So, yeah, I don't need that. I've heard that. So we're sitting there. I'm staring at it's in reverse. I'm trying to telepathically, reverse, we're in reverse, Dad. I realize I'm just waiting for us to back into another car. That's the only way out of the situation. You know, I'm kind of rehearsing in my head my, oh, how about that? I guess we were in reverse. So, yeah, I feel like he should have to drive smaller and smaller cars till finally he's just wearing hard pants. Then the police will step in. Excuse me, sir, that is not a car. You'll have to move to the sidewalk. I don't know. I got that idea. I got an idea for the homeless problem. You know, I worry about the homeless people. I travel around the country, you know, and I see them. They're everywhere. I was in Chicago earlier this month. They got homeless people. You want to get a map out and go, California, it's warm all the time. You're fucked in about a month. It's going below zero. They're going to go out with tongs and a big truck and just pick all these guys up. I don't know what. I want to believe they're going to burrow underground, but I don't think so. I worry about the homeless people. You know, people say, oh, don't give them money. People say, don't give the homeless money. They're just going to spend it on booze or drugs, you know, and I kind of feel like, hey, the guy lives in a box. Maybe he could use a drink. I don't mind if they spend it on that, but I can't afford to be giving them all money. I can't afford to buy a round for the homeless. But, you know, maybe if I win the lottery, that'll be my belly up, homeless people. Tonight we live. But so anyway, meanwhile, my idea, I've got this plan. My plan for the homeless, I've combined the homeless with the healthcare crisis, you know. And in my plan, we send the homeless to medical school. And now they've all got good jobs. And whenever you need a doctor, you don't have to make an appointment because they're just out walking around, you know. Flag them down and get an opinion, you know. I predict you have a tiny lizard princess trapped in your abdomen. Well, always get a second opinion with the homeless doctor. I got that idea. And then I also have a plan for illegal immigration, which, as you know, in California, illegal immigration, big issue, you know, we're passing laws and it's controversial and hard to enforce, but my plan is very simple. Burning river of gas. The whole border, burning river of gas. And I say we do Canada too, you know, just We don't need Alan Thicke walking down here whenever he wants. Let's regulate that. But the beauty of that plan, first of all, it's going to create a lot of jobs. That is a big project. And second of all, tourist attractions. I would go down there to see that, wouldn't you? It's like, whoa. Every once in a while, somebody try and run across. Have the ranger put him out, throw him back on the other side. Better luck next time. Maybe we could turn it off and on at random to encourage people to go for it, you know? Be down there tailgating with your family. You got it! You got it! You got it! Best vacation ever! I'll tell you the beauty of my plans. You know, we could do them. Not like that computer missile shooting laser thing that depends on counting. I feel like we're already spending too much money for some stuff. You know, like that $2 billion for that invisible plane that you can see. That's where I feel like they're clipping us a little bit on that thing. I wouldn't mind so much if they just showed you an empty field and said, "Hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber." You know? You got me. But they fly the thing around. I want to turn it on. $2 billion, you think they could blink it one time for us? And then my friend says, "Well, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up." Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters, and when they're all running, then we bomb the shit out of them. Combination high tech, low tech. I don't know much about invisible planes. I, f-